attention! Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fake heads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Hello again, everybody. It is a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda joining us on what is going to be our next to last show, at least in this version.
Penultimate.
Jeff's been dying to say that.
No, I haven't.
Max already beat you to it. That's right. Our next to last show.
Marcus Smart to the Wizards, by the way.
Poor guy.
Since you were asking me about that.
Lots of trades going down in the NBA. Jeff's Indiana Pacers doing nothing. He rationalized that to me in an off-air conversation.
This isn't like Major League Baseball where, oh, we'll just go get a guy. Their team is fine. They made their upgrade last year. They got Pascal Siakam. They're right on the luxury tax. This isn't baseball. Okay, you need to understand the NBA landscape.
Cavs fine. They wouldn't got one of the best.
Okay.
One of the best players in the East.
Good.
In DeAndre Hunter.
Did Boston make a move? Did the Knicks make a move? There's a
well,
bunch.
They should. Should the Pacers make a move?
There's a bunch of, teams. It's like I said, this isn't baseball where, you know, some teams make moves, some don't. Look at all the moves these lower teams are making and moving around salary. I don't even understand the trade deadline in the NBA, but it's not like baseball. There are no prospects to trade.
Thoughts, Jason Duda, about the Pacers?
Well, you'd think that you would want to try to upgrade if you were that good at some position.
Did I just explain all of this?
Can I finish talking? For once in 8 years, can I finish the sentence?
No.
Good point.
I would prefer that you didn't, because this is a bad sentence.
And I've already forgotten what I was going to say.
Well, you'd think like me, and regardless of all the word salad Jeff just threw out there.
They should upgrade. I'm sure
they did. They made their move last year by getting Pascal Siakam.
Would you let him finish?
I'm good. You go ahead.
Let people finish
their
thought.
This is ridiculous. I was trying. And if you'd let me finish.
Then go.
I would have probably been on your side.
Then,
but you don't let me finish. Why not?
Because.
Because
why?
Well,
they should upgrade.
Well, you should upgrade if you can at a certain position where you're a little weak. Why wouldn't you try to upgrade?
Because
on the other side of it, if the team feels that they're probably in a pretty good spot, then maybe bringing somebody else in to ruin the chemistry of the team doesn't fit. Holy smokes, Jeff.
Right.
Did I just not help you out
with
that?
Thank you. Finally.
Finally.
You got to
exactly.
It.
Good
Never
gracious.
Seen a guy take longer to
I
get to a point.
I should have just came in tomorrow.
The Cavs have the best record in the East, and they made a significant move.
Okay. DeAndre Hunter is he's a good, fine player. Let's not act like.
He's averaging close to 20 points
for
per game.
Hawks. A lot of guys with bad teams average points.
Well, he's a good player. His field goal percentage is good. He can shoot the three. They gave up a guy in the final year of his deal, LeVert, who's a good player. Listen, I feel like I'm qualified to talk a little bit about,
you're not.
About the Cavs.
They don't want Caris LeVert anymore.
Because I watch him. I just said they had a great deal. This is a great trade for the Cavs.
Sure.
They have Hunter for two more years after this.
Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavs
for
winning the NBA championship today.
I haven't won it yet.
Yeah.
Why are you so angry?
Yeah, not angry, but you act like they went and got Jordan and Dr. J in their prime. It's DeAndre Hunter. Let's back up a little bit.
Who's a good young player.
He's fine. He gets hurt a lot. There's always risk with these moves.
There's risk with anything.
Of course there is.
There's risk with staying pat and Siakam gets hurt next week.
Well,
then what? You didn't make a move to maybe upgrade the backup position.
The Pacers have depth, and they'll be fine. And they just got Nesmith back. They're getting Nimhard reacclimated. Just relax.
Who?
Who what?
Who are they getting back?
They've gotten him back, but they're
who
still
are they again?
Nesmith and Nimhard.
Sounds like the replacements for Beavis and Butthead to me.
Well, then it's you and Duda both just taking forever to get to your material.
I wonder why.
That was good stuff, if I say so myself.
And the deadline is passed, but we won't hear about all the deals.
Pacers are 28-21. They've been good of late, for sure. They are at the Clippers tonight. Will you stay up and watch that?
No, I will not. I might watch the beginning, but I'm not going to be up that late.
Well, that's a pretty key game. And, well, you know, we're coming up on the All-Star break. Next weekend, I believe, is the All-Star break in the NBA.
Sounds right.
And I have to admit, because of what Cleveland, did you see Craig Porter came off the bench last night?
Scored 16.
Knocked down four or five threes.
Well, that's what his job is. Come in and give some instant offense. And,
right, and he did it.
Right.
I don't know why you're so upset about that.
Just get annoyed. I don't think you know much about the NBA, and it shows when we discuss it.
I'm not going to sit here and claim to be Mr. NBA, but I'm interested. Always have been.
Good.
I'm not zoned in on it. I don't have a team.
The Lakers made another good trade last night.
Right, they got a center.
A 23-year-old center. That's pretty good. He's been hurt a lot also. Mark Williams is who we're talking about.
Nobody knows him because he's played in Charlotte. He did play at Duke, so if you remember his 1 year at Duke, you can.
Yeah, and he's still young.
Nobody watches Charlotte.
Nobody should.
Including you.
Only when they play the Pacers.
You have anything to add, dude, or you just...
No, I got in everything I
needed. NBA's not your thing. We know that.
I mean, we've only picked one game in the NBA, and I was the only one to get it right. So let's...
Well, you got... And you've taken a...
And nobody would listen.
...landing lead, and we
nobody,
know...
Nobody would listen. LeBron in MSG. Well, you guys drive me nuts sometimes. Anyways.
What guys drive you nuts?
You guys, you're all taking the Knicks because it's the Knicks. No, when the best player in the world goes to the place he loves to play,
he's the LeBron's the best player in the world?
Probably.
Can we push back on that a little?
Well, I'm not a big fan of LeBron, but when he's going to play somewhere that he likes to play, you play him. You take the Lakers. That's where I'm going with this.
Well, you took the Lakers, and you got it. Congratulations.
Deal. Oh, you guys are just mad.
But to sit over there and say he's the best player in the world is nonsense.
I would agree.
He's pretty good.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good, but he's not the best player in the world right now.
But he's the best player ever in the world.
Michael Jordan?
I think LeBron's passed him.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
I think so.
No.
I think so.
No.
That's a...
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's no way anyone will ever pass Michael Jordan.
Well, that's just a defeatist attitude. Like, why even watch sports?
They just keep coming along, so, and none of them are as good as Michael Jordan. LeBron's close. He's number two.
No, he's better.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
All you have to do is watch him.
I did. I watched both.
Why are you taking this stance?
LeBron's
today?
A more physical player. Is he better? He's a better passer. He gets his teammates more involved. He's a better three-point shooter.
And he had to build super teams around him to win titles.
Yeah, the Bulls didn't do that.
Did they? What was the super team?
Three Hall of Famers.
Who?
Rodman, Pippen, and Jordan.
Well, Jordan and Pippen were there the whole time.
Yeah. They traded for Pippen on draft night.
On draft night, they didn't know what they were getting. They took a guy out of Central Arkansas.
A pretty good guy.
Yeah,
it was like the fifth pick overall.
He didn't go on TV and said, I'm going with Dwayne Wade, and who's the other guy?
Chris Bosh.
Yeah, Chris Bosh.
Listen, I love LeBron, so you're getting me to – don't do this.
Just telling you he's better than Jordan. You can have any opinion that you want. I think that debate
was
set.
You're wrong.
All-time leading scorer. I mean, what else do you need?
You're wrong. You would be –
He's got 40,000 points.
Well, he played longer. Of course you're going
to have. There you go.
He didn't go and play another professional sport in between.
He could have.
What, but did he? So how do we know if he could have?
Because we know.
What do you mean? How do you know? You don't know because he didn't go and play.
He couldn't have played Arena League football or, you know, the equivalent of AA football. Of course he could have.
According to who?
Me.
Why are you like this today?
I just don't like everybody's bad opinions, and you know, I want better opinions.
And you're throwing these
to riff off of.
Oh.
Yeah, I just want better opinions.
You know, Duda brings out the absolute worst in you.
That might be true.
And I don't get it. Do you understand that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know
why. Sometimes he brings out the best. It's a little of both. It's a little extreme. Is this all the trades we have? What's going on?
Anyway, today at 2:20, Troy Black will join us. I've got some other feelers out, not hearing back.
Well, it's tough.
Let's see here. Let me check. No, nothing from Stana Jefferson. We both tried to reach out. I reached out to Blair Kirkhoff. Nothing. I wonder if people have just written us off.
I think it's over. I think everyone's like, it's over.
Probably the case.
It's over.
Case.
What are we doing?
Nothing going on with Blair Kirkhoff. He's not at the Super Bowl or anything, so he should be readily available.
Yeah, he's got nothing going on. How do you know he's not at the Super Bowl?
I was being sarcastic. Of course he's at the Super Bowl, not going to get with you right away.
I'll tell you. I may have, you know what we've threatened all these years?
What's that?
Get together some former hockey players, take Jeff behind some bar somewhere, just rough him up a little.
What, you think we need a bunch of them?
The more the merrier. We've talked about it since we started.
Well, if they're all in shape like you, then you probably need 20 dozen or so.
Wow. You're really feeling it.
I've had a rough time, a rough go of it.
I'm just
getting it all out. Nothing's happened. Just
let's talk.
Not feeling great.
Now,
just feeling off.
This won't faze Duda because he gets up early every morning. But I had a speaking engagement at 7 a.m. this morning.
Why?
Because I accepted it.
Who wants people to speak to him at 7 a.m.?
Sunrise Chapter of the Rotary Club in West Sedgwick County.
I don't get that.
So what you talking about?
These guys are League 42.
Oh, okay.
10 o'clock a.m. is the morning speaking time.
These guys are all on the way. Guys and women are all on the way to work. They gather weekly on Thursday morning, have breakfast, have a speaker. Do
free breakfast?
Yeah, free breakfast.
I might join.
And Jeff Longwell was amongst the crowd today.
Heck of an effort.
So I enjoyed it. It's just that I'm not used to getting up at 6 a.m. So I'm dragging slight.
What was the bad joke? I mean, the joke you opened up with.
It was pretty good. Why do you knock me? Why do you do that?
What? I misspoke is all.
You don't think I have anything. Yet, I've been doing this in this market for a half a century. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Do you ever wonder about that?
Kind of, yes.
Do you ever think to yourself, this guy has no talent?
No.
And yet, he's...
Not quite that far.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
So I opened up by saying, I want you all to know, I'm a big Eagles fan, probably the biggest Eagles fan in this city. And they're thinking, wait a minute, they play the Chiefs. And I said, I've seen them in concert 35 times.
There it is.
Kick out of that.
There it is. Not bad.
Pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
Pretty good to open
yeah,
with.
Yeah, exactly.
You like that, dude?
Well, Chiefs-Eagles game, Super Bowl, you throw it out there like that, everyone kind of pauses like, what? And then you hit them with it's my favorite band.
Thank you.
I don't mind that one.
Not bad.
I think I came up with it. I think that was pretty quick.
And you notice Jeff's gone quiet, so he liked it too.
He did.
No, I didn't. I just got to text my friend David Michael Hahn.
Oh, my friend David Michael Hahn. Maybe David Michael Hahn will agree with me that my dad sucks. and then David Michael Hahn will be on tomorrow, and we can attack my dad. And then we can
that's
go.
Not, no,
and
absolutely.
Then we can go out for dinner, and we can talk about how my dad stinks.
I hope we can go out to dinner. That'd be a nice little outing for us. He'll probably head back home though.
What are you texting David Michael?
Oh, we have a little running joke that every time you mention how many Eagles concerts you've been to, it raises. And I told
30,
him
it's about 35.
I told him the new total's 35.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
That's probably about it.
By the way, we just confirmed my friend Bernie Miklas for tomorrow's extravaganza.
Man.
One more chat about the Cardinals.
I guess 4 hours.
How good is that, dude?
Oh, that's super exciting. Can't wait.
Really?
Bernie puts me to sleep every night. Watches YouTube videos before I go to bed.
Okay. What? Sure.
Want more details?
No, I want no more details whatsoever. That was enough for the rest of the day.
We could get deeper into that.
No. No, I think we're good.
I better leave it at that.
I would think.
Bernie Miklas on our last show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, David Michael Hahn on our last show.
Yeah, but he's been a host of this show and is, you know, entertaining.
Have you ever heard David Michael? Listen,
I haven't heard him on, I don't think I've ever heard him on the show. I don't listen a lot if I'm not on it.
He's a nice guy.
But, I like
wonderful human being.
Yeah, and he'll be.
And he might bring some stuff. He might bring some content for us. I don't know what he's going to do.
What do you mean content?
He might bring something. He might bring something he wants to say or do or express. I don't know what he's going to do. That's what's beautiful about David Michael Hahn. He's always got something.
What is going on with you and David Michael?
He's always got something.
What is going on?
Nothing.
This sounds like an upgrade to what I do with Bernie Miklas every night. I don't know. Duda gets it.
I don't, sometimes
he
I don't get
it, but it might make him a little uncomfortable.
I don't quite understand the, is it friendship?
We're friends.
Is it more?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty good friends. That's it.
Do you have a friend you talk about like Jeff talks about David Michael Hahn?
No.
I don't think I do either.
I don't think so.
You brought him up.
Let's take a break. We've got Troy Black on the other side, Wichita Collegiate football coach, another of our frequent guests over the years, and we'll catch up with Troy Black after the break.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice. Ah, good tune. Last time from the Rolling Stones. The last waltz, the musical theme of this week, our final week with the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH. I sure hope we hear the last Worthless Evening, because that
is the best song in the world.
Like no other. Here's Troy Black. He is the head football coach at Wichita Collegiate. They are playing tomorrow night. Oh, wait, you're not playing tomorrow night. So why are we calling Troy Black? Because we've enjoyed having you on over the years, Coach Black, and we just wanted to get you on one last time and talk about life. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bummed you guys are going to be done, though. Not going to lie.
Yeah, need a little break at the very least, so we'll see what the future holds. I don't know if you know this, but I'm really old, so I hope there is a future to hold.
You hang out with Mike Gear enough, you keep your youth to you.
So tell us what do you do when football's not in season? We know nowadays that high school coaches are working at this pretty much year round. But what do you do at this time of the year as, you know, we're in February?
Well, I'm actually in about 2 hours. I'm headed to Kansas City to a football clinic, the Glazier Clinic in Kansas City. So I'll be there through Saturday. I'm also the middle school AD. So this time of year, we're hosting basketball. And then a lot of my guys, one of my skill guys, play basketball. So when we got a home game, I try to go watch the guys play. And then, of course, do weight. You know, we're in the weight room. We're doing off-season stuff, running. The guys that aren't out for a winter sport, we run. And coaches, we get together, start planning, you know, looking at what we got and plan for next year. So, yeah, you're right. It doesn't really end. You just keep right on going and looking, you know, try to find things you can do a little bit better. But, yeah, looking forward to this weekend, get to see some of my coaching buddies and learn a little football. There's some weightlifting guys going to talk during this clinic as well. So I'm excited. Look forward to getting out. We don't have school today and tomorrow. We got parent-teacher conference. So any day I'm not in class anymore is a good day.
So what do you usually take away from these clinics? Is this something you do pretty regularly during your off seasons? I know a lot of coaches, like you said, attend and you get to kind of pick their brains, but kind of what are you looking when you go to something like this to come out of it with?
Actually, this weekend they're doing what they call an Iron Giant clinic during the same time, which is a bunch of weightlifting coaches, high school coaches. So for me, I like to go and just see what other programs are doing and compare what we're doing to them. Obviously, the guys that speak are from real successful programs, and so I always try to take a little bit from them. Sometimes, you know, you hear a guy talk, and it's like, hey, we do a lot of that, and you get a network, and then you go see them, and so you can spend actually more time talking to them about things. So, you know, I try to go. I coach the offensive line, so there's a few offensive line speakers, so I'm going to try to go figure out how to be a better line coach, and, you know, either whether it's new drills or new way of blocking double teams or whatever. Just things like that. And then just to reconnect with some of your buddies that coach other places that you guys, you know, you just talk to them or text them every once in a while. You know, you're going to stay up, you know, having a pop tonight late. And a lot of times there's a paper out and we're all drawing. How do you stop this? How do you defend that? What do you do against that? And sometimes that's the best learning is just, you know, picking other guys' brain and see what they do. Or, hey, how would you defend Andale? What did you guys do when you played him? And just, you know, just things like that just to connect. And it's just a good way to learn more football, to kind of reach out and find other guys. You know, that was one thing I learned from John Dawkins a long time ago is that you never know enough, you don't never know everything, and you got to connect, you know, network and connect with other people. And there's guys are way smarter than I am. And so it's just fun to go learn other things. And, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, it's great, but it doesn't apply to us, but still just to broaden your mind in football and in the weight room and meet other coaches and develop connections.
Can you tell us what else you learned from John Dawkins? No, I don't. Not on the air, I don't think so.
I got to say, some of those stories we kind of think we can share on air, but I learned a lot from that man. I think of him every day. He was a genius football coach.
One of the best.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, you were going to watch and you watched some of the kids play basketball and, you know, they play other sports and that sort of thing. I've always been curious because I would think that when you go to watch a game and a guy goes up and comes down and lands awkward on a knee, do you get like all tense? Like, I need you for football next year. Like, is that something that goes through your head a lot?
Oh yeah, a little bit. I mean, actually, to be honest with you, we lost a kid already this year. One of our top dudes coming back next year towards Achilles in the fourth or fifth basketball game and had surgery. And, you know, I don't think he'll be back for football. I hope he is, but that's usually a 9 to 12 month deal. But that, you know, in all my years, I've done this for 36 years, and very rarely does that happen. I think Fiegel gets more nervous when they're playing football for him. You know, then they got to come to him, then vice versa. But, no, I just like to be there. I mean, mainly just to support the guys. I mean, it's important to them. If they're going to work hard for me, I got to be invested in everything else that they do. And most of my skill guys play basketball. And you know, I get into it. I'm not a big basketball fan unless our kids are playing. And so I get into it and like to watch it. And it gives us something to talk about, you know, the next day in the weight room. And so it's fun. I don't get too nervous. I hope nobody else gets hurt the rest of this year. But, you know, it's just kind of the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, Mitch has had to deal with guys getting hurt in football. You know, Jaden Parker got hurt, and Mitch didn't even get him at all last year. So it's just one of those things when you're a small school and you share athletes, it's just kind of part of the background to it. But, no, I don't get too nervous. I just enjoy watching them. I get more nervous if it's close and they're not playing well and they're not going to be successful than anything else. And that's just mainly because I'm a competitor and I hate losing to anything. So I'm more nervous when it comes to that stuff.
Troy Black with us, Wichita Collegiate football coach. That's a pretty good segue into what I want to ask you about. You don't like losing, of course. You have annual games, at least one, with Andale. You're good friends with their coach, Dylan Schmidt. They're on a level that we've rarely seen in the state of Kansas. We've got Shelby Werman and Cheney now in this mix as well. But in particular, your relationship with Dylan out at Andale, when he's got such a fantastic program, you have a great program yourself, but you're pursuing them. How do you maintain that friendship through all that?
Oh, I think it's kind of funny because it's like listening to all the people whine about the Chiefs. You know, I'm a season ticket holder. I love the Chiefs. And anymore in today's world, people want to break down. You know, they want to bring people down that are successful. And I'm like, I think it's awesome to be successful, especially in today's day and age. And even in high school where kids can come and go, and they do come and go. And to be able to maintain that level of excellence year in and year out, if you're any kind of coach, you want to study that and see what's the culture like, what's the environment like. What are they doing different than what you're doing? And so I know a lot of people, you know, they don't like people that are successful and they're always trying to bring them down. I'm kind of the opposite. You know, even the Patriots, obviously I'm a Chiefs fan, but I didn't hate the Patriots. I read Bill Belichick's books and, you know, what is it that they're doing that at their level that maybe can bring to our level and translate. And so, you know, I love competing with Dylan. Their community, their school, their kids, they're super respectful. And it's a great competition. It's one-sided right now, but it's not, you know, I'm not jealous. I'm not mad. It's just like, you know, Dylan, he's open about what they do and how they do things. And there's certain things that they're able to do in their community that we're not able to do in ours. And so then that becomes a challenge to try to fill those gaps in. But, you know, more just respect and knowing that, man, he's busting his tail and his staff and his kids are working hard. And our kids do the same. They're working hard and doing their thing. And just how he's able to maintain that. I don't know if you're just a junkie when it comes to coaching and success. I mean, just like Mitch, I mean, you know, even though it's a different sport, you know, Fiegel, he's been successful for so long. And it's just like, man, how do you maintain that, especially in today's day and age? And I'm kind of in awe of those guys, and I try to study them. And if I can take one or two things from them, hopefully that helps us. But that's kind of how it works. I mean, there's mutual respect and it's just fun to learn from other guys and see how they do it.
You know, you mentioned the Chiefs, and we know you're a big Chiefs fan. You have been notorious in the past for letting some feelings loose on Twitter. I'm not really on Twitter. I don't know if their overall success and dynastic level success has changed that. But I will ask you, as someone who has rooted for a team for over 30 years without a championship, how many championships is enough?
Oh, well, you know, the years where you could go set an arrowhead and set wherever you want, I don't think there's ever such thing as enough. But as a Chiefs fan, man, and, you know, for us that are older, that remembered when they were not good, it's so awesome to just see it and be a part of it. And, of course, my son, you know, that's all he knows is Pat Mahomes and Chiefs success. And I got some crazy nephews that love the Chiefs too. And so those guys they're the ones that when they get all wound up, it's like, whoa, 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 you don't earn the right to get wound up. You didn't suffer like we did, but it's been awesome to be a part of that and just to celebrate it. And I know I haven't tweeted for like 5 weeks because I know that some people like my tweets, but I decided to just back off and I got challenged. Brett Kimnitz of One challenged me. He didn't think I could stay off Twitter through this run. So I am dead set on proving him wrong. I'm going to be quiet the remainder of the season. So, no, it's fun. I love watching them.
What's your burner account, Coach?
No, it's straight up my account. I have no burner account. It's straight up one. You know, I like to have fun with it. I mean, I don't know NFL football. I don't know football that much, but it's kind of fun to just vent and go. And you know, I always tell people it's kind of like voting. You know, they say you can't complain if you don't vote. Well, I paid a good chunk of money to be a season ticket holder, so I feel like I at least have a little bit vested to voice my opinion a little bit. So I have fun with it. My kids love it. They get mad at me because I'm not tweeting all of a sudden. They enjoy it. Some of the parents at school like to read my tweets. And so they're kind of bummed that I've been on quiet time. So, but when it's cold and you're at Arrowhead, it's too cold to take your gloves off and tweet anyway. So I, you know, when I'm there and it's cold, I guarantee you there's no tweets happening. So,
well, Coach, since it is the Super Bowl, I'm not going to ask you who you're cheering for or who you're going to pick to win it, but how do you see the game going offensively and defensively? You think the Chiefs can stop the run from the Eagles? What do you think is going to happen?
That worries me, stopping the run. you know, even every playoff team this year that we've played, the Chiefs have played, I could say we, cause, hey, but we've struggled a little bit with the run, and, you know, and they got a great run game. It's going to be close. I mean, after about the 12th game, I've decided, okay, we're not going to blow anybody out this year. So, you know, just relax. They're going to find a way, but they do. And that's what's impressive about, I think, what they're doing is that every week they find a way, and they've been playing so much football over the last 7 years, yet they still find a way to win. And even though, you know, everybody's out to get them or whatever, they just find a way. And it's kind of like, you just look at all the successful programs in any sport, you know, Derby football, Andale football, Cheney football, all those guys, successful teams find ways to win. You know, it may not be pretty, it may not be whatever, but it's just kind of bred in the DNA of their program and their culture. And so I think it's going to be super close. I'm not going to freak out if the Chiefs don't get it done, because I think the Eagles are playing really well and they got the run game. But you got to trust Spags. He's kind of been the savior since we got on this run. So it'll be interesting to see what they do to try to slow the run game down. But I'm definitely going to be cheering for them. And if they don't win, I never thought I'd see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in my life anyway. So as long as we got Mahomes and Andy, we'll just, you know, we'll have a chance. And that's all you can ask for as a fan.
Troy, we appreciate it. Thank you for being on. It feels like football season still to you with your Chiefs affinity, so best of luck. I think most of us would love to see the Chiefs win another one. Best of luck in the fall. Jeff's questioning that.
I don't know if I'd love it. I mean, I'm not rooting against them, but
wouldn't you? I mean, don't you like dynasties? I mean,
they're fine.
Troy, this is a guy who's with a team that hasn't won since 1948, so you got to understand where he's coming from.
Bob recounts those moments for me quite a bit, though.
Well, I get it. It's one of those. I never thought we'd be in this boat, so I know the feeling years back. So. I get it. But, hey, I appreciate everything you guys have done. I mean, it's, you know, coaches listen to you. A lot of people listen to you guys. We love you during football season. And I just appreciate you supporting high school sports and all of the people around, not just our school. But it's been awesome. I hope you guys can find a way to get back on the air, because I think you do an awesome job. Jeff, my wife, will say to tell you hello.
Absolutely.
She talks about you often
to
when you guys
well.
Are together. So I appreciate everything
Wait a
you
minute,
guys
what?
Did.
Oh. Wait a minute! Did
he
I just? Taught, hear?
We sh- I was. I helped her out in, at Wilbur.
Oh, there you go.
He was a parent with her at Wilbur.
Thank you, Troy.
So.
Yes.
Thank you, Troy. We always appreciate you.
Awesome, guys. Take care.
See you,
Troy Black. I misinterpreted what he said.
We were just double checking. That's all. That's fine. It's all good.
Yeah. Everything he explained it.
He did. Nobody's worried about it.
There it is, Mary Jane's Last Dance from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of my favorite songs of all time. No question. I mean, my goodness, that's a good song. You like it?
Duh.
I do that so well in the karaoke bars across town.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go?
Across town.
Across even. Town.
Guy hasn't across done town. Karaoke in years.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't either, but I used to.
No, that's what I'm talking about. You haven't. And
you know what? I'm going to go this weekend.
You're living off reputation at this point.
I'm going to go this weekend. Remember that place out south? Rob Weingarner. Remember?
Yeah.
Former Thunder?
Yeah. Whiskey Dicks?
He and his wife had a place out down south.
Penalty Box.
Yeah. Loved it.
I've been there.
Went there numerous times. You know, they had the Elvis guy there.
Well, no, I didn't know that. The Elvis guy?
Yeah, the Elvis impersonator.
Oh,
he was there on weekends, and he did his Elvis shtick, and the rest of us karaoke'd.
Well, there you have it. I'm glad you enjoyed your time.
His wife, Rob's wife, I don't know if they're still married. I don't know. She was really nice, really accommodating for those of us who showed up to karaoke.
Yeah, and then they had Emerson Biggins for a while, too. I haven't talked to Winey in a while, so...
Well, I didn't call him whiny.
Well.
I called him
Rob.
Everybody called him whiny.
Everybody else called him whiny.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I wasn't in the hockey frame of mind at the time.
Well, you should have figured it out. But it's okay.
It's my bad.
As long as you were spending money there, they probably didn't care what you were calling anybody.
Have you talked to Klates about how his assistant coaching job is going with the Thunder?
I haven't really talked to him in a while. So I
haven't checked on the Thunder.
It's funny you just said that.
I actually went and met with Kevin St. Pierre.
Frenchie, we call him.
That a boy. We had a good chat for a couple hours the other day, having a couple pops.
It's exciting.
So that's Frenchie. Good. He's good. Well, he's driving the team still with his bus company that he has and stuff. So he's doing good. Lots of hockey, lots of other stuff. So it's all going.
It's all going. Has he gotten to any games yet this year?
Well, he drives the team a lot of times.
I know, but he got into a game. It was a while back.
Did he get into a game? No, I don't think that's that's not happening anymore.
Remember, the Thunder having a decent season. You remember when Malzie, how's that?
Yeah,
Jason Malz used to get with us frequently to get guests on with the Thunder. Doesn't do that anymore. What's the deal?
Well, you'll have to ask him.
Well, I got to tell you, I've really kind of forgotten about him.
Well, you don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't hear a lot about when a game's coming up or anything.
But I'm a sports person. I'm supposed to know that.
Well,
I'd say that if I miss one thing about being at the Wichita Eagle back when newspapers were really humming along, it's just that awareness. That you knew about everything. The newspaper provided you with information.
Now you have to look for it.
Now you. I don't know how, unless you're just a devout Thunder fan and you follow the team on a daily basis and you go to the games, how do you keep up with them?
I don't know.
Got to be social media or do something. Figure it out.
I liked about the paper and everything else, too. I always picked up a paper every morning before practice and sit and stretch in my stall, and I read.
Wait, you read?
Well, just the sports sections, and just the.
Took him a few hours.
I was just. That's why I was only the sports sections, and I only read the small article.
Anyway, the Thunder has a decent little record.
What is their record?
I think they're 6 or 7 games over 500.
24-16.
8 games over.
So not bad. They're Toledo, Kansas City, Tulsa, Iowa. All with better records, Fort Worth, and whatever TAH stands for.
Tahoe.
Yeah, Tahoe. Very good. Well, you are.
Well, I still know what's going on a little bit. I don't.
Tahoe has a good record?
Lake Tahoe, that's the first year in the league.
If I was a hockey player, I want to go play in Lake Tahoe.
Wouldn't that be fun?
If it's like, hey, bud, we want you here at Lake Tahoe, and we know Wichita is your other consideration. Dude.
Listen, you go to Tahoe?
And I'm Mr. Wichita. I love this town. But in my one trip to Tahoe, back when Jeff was a junior and went off to see his mother, and I went gallivanting all over this country.
Oh, sure you did. The stories. Oh, I wish.
I just went crazy.
No, you didn't.
I wish I could get all the stories from those trips.
There aren't any.
I went to Tahoe and Reno and Virginia City.
Mackinac, Hackaba, Hakata, Father, Birmingham, Alabama, Texas, Tokyo.
If you laugh at your own stuff like that.
Is that pretty much the words of that Johnny Cash song? Did I get it? Did I nail it?
Funny? But anyway.
Oh, let it breathe, man.
Tahoe's unbelievable. Have you been there?
I haven't been there. I couldn't tell you.
Just to drive around the lake, which takes forever, but just driving. Oh,
my brother and sister-in-law.
One of my favorite places.
Used to go there quite a bit, and they said they loved it there. I guess it's nice, but I've never been there.
Well, I'd love to go back and see where they play hockey.
I don't know. I have no idea. You're looking at me like I should know, but I don't.
You should know.
It's their first year.
It's their first year, and I've never been there. How am I going to know where they're playing?
Rammer should be able to tell you. You ought to call him.
Well, we could probably give him a call. Give Clay a call.
Have they played at Tahoe?
No, they don't go there until the end of the year. It's their last trip.
Oh, man. Maybe you ought to get on the bus for that one.
No. I'm not riding the bus out there. Are you kidding?
They don't ride the bus.
Well, they'll fly, but then they got like a 3-hour drive from wherever they got to fly into, I guess. No, I'm good.
I didn't know Tahoe was in the league.
Yeah, they just came in this year as far as I'm pretty sure that's
Well, that's just outstanding.
The Tahoe Night Monsters.
That lifted my spirits.
There you go.
They play at the Tahoe Blue Event Center, South Lake Tahoe.
I'm sure it's a great facility.
It looks incredible. It doesn't look like a sports arena at all. It's it's a sports and live entertainment facility.
Well, sure it is. It's Tahoe.
Bob might have been there. You don't even remember.
It wasn't built at the time I was there. This was 2001. 2000, actually.
Well, probably not then.
It's when the movie Sixth Sense was out.
2001.
Really?
No, 2000 or 99.
Here's what I did. I went to spring training in Arizona. A wonderful time without the without the kid lugging around my neck.
Oh yeah.
I tell you who owns the team.
Wait a minute, I'm talking
to This is pretty interesting.
Who?
Tim Tebow.
Really?
Yes.
Good for Tebes.
TT.
Alex Lowe is their coach. Luke Adam is their captain.
Those names mean nothing.
They're affiliate with the Vegas Golden Knights, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So anyway, went to spring training in Arizona, paid particular interest in the Giants at the time, and then went up to Tahoe and Reno.
How long were you there?
Oh, great. It was a great time.
Oh, good. Good. By yourself? Never mind. We don't need to get into that.
We don't need to get into all that.
No.
But
what are we talking about?
Oh, who I was with.
Who were you with?
We'll talk about it later.
Nobody.
Yeah, I just
you tell us.
I went to Tahoe.
You tell us if it was somebody.
What do you mean I'd tell you?
You tell us. You'd be, over there.
Yeah, Brigitte Bardot. Is that what you want me to say?
If you want to.
I just went on a little trip.
Who with?
Nobody you'd know.
Then tell me.
Honest to goodness.
Nobody
you'd know.
So you're just having a fling to say, we'll go to Tahoe and then I'll dump you. Is that what it was?
No, not that at all.
Well, then why don't I know this person?
Because you don't need to know.
I don't like that.
What if he was doing that? What's wrong with
that? I don't like that either. That's low class. That's low class stuff.
Why?
And we're better than that in the Lutz family.
Better than what?
What we're describing.
What are we describing?
Just, you know, I don't have time to spell everything out for both of you all the time. But if you can't follow your own conversations, that's not going to be my problem.
I simply went out and had a good time for a week or so.
It's wonderful.
A week there. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good time.
In the winter.
Huh?
In the winter.
Spring training.
Yeah.
Well, probably would have been
training time.
Probably would have been the winter up there.
It wasn't bad up there. It wasn't bad up there.
No?
No.
Good times were had by all.
We had a good time.
Who's we?
Oh, I'll tell you later. Let me think. What year was that? Make sure I wasn't married.
Probably should have thought of that before he started talking.
Now, that's funny.
No, it's not. It's disgusting. 2000 should have been the year.
Wasn't married.
Yes, I know.
Wasn't married most of my adult life until I met the wonderful Deborah.
And we're all very happy that that happened.
Yes, we are. I just wanted to mention before we take a break here, and it's League 42 related, but it's sad. One of our longtime coaches, Rudy Garcia, passed away today. He'd coached with us at various levels, various age groups throughout the years. A guy that loved the game of baseball, man. Loved being around kids, trying to teach the game. And we're sad to report that Rudy Garcia has passed away. Lots of people, especially in our League 42 world, know him and respected him and thought the world of him. So our deep condolences to the family of Rudy Garcia. We'll be back in a minute. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
too.
I was in the D club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda with us in our next to last day of this show. We don't know what the future holds. Everybody's asking me, what are you going to do? What's going to happen?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
We don't know. I'm going to take some time. That's what I'm going to do.
Jeff, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'm going to take some time.
Take some time. That's what I'm going to do.
Fair enough.
I'm going to take some time.
And, you know, this you know, I'm an honest person. When we would not be leaving this show had we still been in the 2 to 4 time slot. I'm not looking to make a change, but a change was came about with Jim Rome's movement, and we are not going to do 5 to 7. So that's kind of where it's coming from. You know me.
There
honesty
it is.
Honesty is the best policy.
There
Who
it is.
Who said that, Duda?
I have no idea.
16th president of the United States.
That the 16th
No,
president?
I don't think he's credited with that. I think that's just a...
He said it.
He did?
Honest Abe.
Okay.
Abe Lincoln.
Look at Jeff. I'm going to miss this. Yeah.
You being wrong about stuff?
Let me catch my dad. I got him. I got him, David Michael.
Oh,
I got him.
It must
my
have been.
Dad was wrong, David Michael.
You good? Anyway, you ready?
What?
It is time, maybe?
It is, Max.
Okay, we'll try to play it.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, what's the game?
Well, you guys talked about the Eagles, and you're both Eagles fans, so I'll throw some Eagle questions at you. And
Eagles band questions?
Eagles band.
Oh, my God. This, not
this
even...
we both should ace this.
You should. Okay, so the first one, I'm going to name you the single. You have to tell
who
me.
Who goes first?
Well, it's up to you guys.
I'll
pick a number. You guys pick a number, and...
I'll go first.
No, we're going to pick a number.
Pick a number. I'm going to put it on my phone.
Between what and what?
1 and 10. And you can pick a number, and you can pick a number.
All right, you hold up your number. I'll hold up mine.
Okay.
3.
It's 7.
I'll go first.
Okay. So, I will give you the song title. You have to tell me when it was released.
Okay.
Yeah. Dumb, but we'll play.
So
we thrust this upon you. We didn't, you know.
That's right.
We can't complain about.
You can't.
This is just the first part of the game. There's probably
Eagles. There's another section to the game.
Yeah, there's other sections.
Just calm down.
Yeah.
Well, if it's going to be so easy. So you got to give me the year, the month, and if you can get the day.
I'm not going to know the day, but.
You get 1 point, 3 points, or 5 points.
All right.
Ugh.
All right. Take it easy.
Take It Easy was released in 1972.
Correct.
I think it was in the late spring, early summer.
Well, give him a month.
I'm trying.
Give him a second.
May 23rd.
May 1st. 3 points, though. Well done, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, Bob. Best of My Love.
Well, right around that time. I'll go a little earlier because it was their first single.
No, it was their first. Okay, yeah, sure. Their first single.
What do you mean?
No, it wasn't.
Their first number one hit.
Yeah.
So I'll say, what'd you say?
72, Take It Easy.
Yeah, I'll say March 8th, 72.
Best of My Love released November 5th.
1974.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
It was off the On the Border album.
Well, you can look it up. I mean, like, he knew it. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm starting to
starting to worry about you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little worried about you.
Just right. Play the game.
How about Take It to the Limit?
Take It to the Limit off the One of These Nights album released in 1975. I would assume that might have been the third single or so off that album, following One of These Nights and Lion Eyes. And I'm going to say October 28th, 1975.
November 15th, 75. But you do get a point for getting the year
Too
correct.
Too bad.
Thank you.
Too bad. He's up 4-0. All right, here you go. Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane. Well, the album was released 1976. That single may have come out 1977. So I'm going to say April 15th, 1977.
May 3rd, 1977. Pretty close.
Decent.
Pretty close. All right. Tequila Sunrise.
Off the Desperado album in 1973.
Oh,
probably.
God. What a sickening individual.
I would probably put that as the lead single. I don't even know if Desperado was released as a single initially. So that's probably the lead single. You're putting that out in the late summer, and that song comes out September 2nd, 1973.
April 17th, 1973.
Not even close.
I don't know right there.
I don't know the days and the months. I should. But I don't.
Well, I was going for the years, but you get bonus points.
Yeah.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling. We go back to 1972. And I believe that song came out after Take It Easy. So I will say August 21, 1972.
December 1st.
Yeah, a little later. Witchy Woman was first, and then
shut up and play. don't be that guy. Witchy Woman came out first,
I believe.
Best of My Love.
We already did that.
Oh, we just did that one. Never mind. Sorry. New Kid in Town.
New Kid in Town.
All over that. I know exactly where I was.
The probably the second single off of
I know exactly where I was
Hotel California, which was released
in. You want to know this story?
19...
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I want to know the story.
The album, of course, released in December
Shut
of
up and just give
76.
The,
the single released in 1977 got all the way up to number one on the Billboard charts because it was released on March 26th, 1977.
You want to take a shot?
Yes.
Okay.
I was in line at the drive-thru at Southwest National Bank, which is now, I think it still might be Southwest National Bank, at Central and West Street, when this song first played on the radio. 1977 is the correct year. It was in the neighborhood of June 4th. 1977.
New Kid in Town released December 7th, 1976.
Dang. What?
I told
early
you, Bob.
On, early single.
I told you, Bob, it was the first single.
The story was good, though.
We're doing our best here, Max.
You guys are doing good. I think you're doing just fine. Okay.
Are we done with this part of the game?
No, we're going to do one more.
Gosh.
The Long Run.
The Long
That's
Run.
So easy.
19.
He said about the last one.
1979, the year that came
Correct.
Out. The month, they extended that pretty well into 1979. So it was going to be in the second half of the year. They were touring, though, around that album in
he
July.
He doesn't have a clue.
The last show of their tenure was in July 1980. So we're going to put that single at November 14th, 1979.
Wrong.
November 27th,
See?
1979. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Just awful.
Okay, I'm going to lob one up to you here then. Make it easy. Heartache Tonight.
Heartache Tonight off the same record. I believe Max, I can't. Max just confuses me. 1979, Heartache Tonight. What did you say for
November?
For what song?
The Long Run.
I'll say September 1st, 79.
September 18th.
Oh, 3 points. 79.
But a 3-pointer. Oh, we should probably do one more.
No.
All right, one more.
We'll do one more.
What's the next part of the game? It might be a whole lot better.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll come up with it. Don't you worry. We need one more round. Outlaw Man.
Outlaw Man, 1973. Off the
You got a little crazy there.
Off the Desperado album. Not a lot of singles off of that album, but it was probably second. I don't remember what I said about Tequila Sunrise, but I think it was first half of the year. Outlaw Man's going to be second half of the year, barely. And that was on June 26th, 1973.
That's not second half of the year.
Yeah, you should have went.
Don't
to the
even know.
Half.
You don't
it's
even
the
know
end
your
of the
month.
Sixth month.
Yeah, it's the first half of the year.
What did I do?
Well, you got the year right,
of course.
It was August 6th.
Yeah, I mean, you went.
I should have gone July. I should have gone July.
That would have been second half of the year.
Yeah, but second half after 6 months, you go six, and it's the end of the sixth
right.
month. And this
the end
first...
of June is the end of 6 months.
What are you going to do?
It's unbelievable. I mean, next.
Hotel California.
Oh, baby. Ooh, that's hard. That was the first single released.
No, it wasn't.
It was in my world. They played that early. My gosh. January 19th, 1977.
Close. February 22nd.
Dang it.
19.
Doggone it. You got to put 2 months in there.
All right. Jeff won that.
He sure did.
Not by much.
It doesn't matter. He won.
I got three.
When?
I got a 3-pointer.
He got like two of them.
No, he didn't.
Not like three. Yeah. Next.
Okay, so now we'll go to peak chart positions for singles.
All right.
So do you want to do over, higher, or lower?
No.
Or do you just want, I'll give you one, you got to pick it?
I want to do pick it.
Okay. Jeff.
Yes.
Outlaw Man.
Outlaw Man did not chart well. The album did not chart well.
Just give the number.
I don't think it got into the.
You're not talking to Don Henley.
I don't think it.
Just give a number.
It's a top 100 list.
I don't think it got into the top 40. I think it was probably the lower half of the top 100. I think it was number 73.
And if you were to pick, what would you say, higher or lower?
I'd say lower.
59. But not bad. You were talking it through very well.
Thank you.
I will give you that.
I appreciate that.
So do I win the point?
Yeah.
No, he said lower.
Right. But lower. 59's lower than 73.
Yeah.
No, you mean lower on the chart.
No, I meant lower in the number.
I'm asking lower, higher or lower in numbers.
Fine.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling wasn't a huge hit. I'll say it got to 15.
I don't think it got that high. I think it was somewhere in the 20s. I'm going to say a higher number than 15.
22.
Yes.
Well done. 1-1 in this epic battle.
I got within
Eagles.
Seven. Next.
Well, you were wanting the point on the last one. All the games are dumb according to you. I'm okay with it now.
Me too.
All right.
The last game. Who cares?
That's right.
It's a terrible game to go out on.
Lion Next. Eyes. Oh, the Eagles. That's good to know that. A game about your Eagles.
Lion Eyes.
That's me. I'm
That's
up.
Jeff.
This is so easy.
I want to say that got to number one, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't actually. One of these nights got to number one. Lion Eyes probably got, let's say, number seven.
Was the number higher or lower than seven? For Lion Eyes in 1975.
Yeah, it didn't get that high. It got lower than seven.
Two.
Really?
Yep.
There you go.
Number two. All right.
Wait.
Yeah.
He said it didn't get that high.
It got lower.
He's lying.
Next.
He's lying. I see those lying eyes.
I go by the number. If you say higher,
believable.
The number's higher. If you say lower, the number's lower.
Totally.
It's a very easy game.
Very
good.
But he said it didn't get that high on the chart.
Right. Next.
Take it to the limit.
Take it to the limit. Got very high. Number eight.
Is the number higher or lower than eight?
That's probably right around there. But I think it was a single digit. It might be nine. But it's a lower number than eight.
It is. It's four. Well done.
Well, he meant nine.
No, I didn't. I said it might have been nine.
I said
it's a lower number than eight.
He said it's lower than eight. That's the answer. He is correct. So you should just take it easy.
Next.
Take it easy?
Take it easy.
Oof. I want to say that got into the top 10, but not a number one hit. I'm going to say eight.
He got.
Is it higher?
Lower than eight. A better rating.
It's actually 12.
Really?
Got two. Yes.
Well, there you go.
It's tough. How about, well, might as well finish off 72. What about Witchy Woman?
Witchy Woman got to 23.
I think that was between Take It Easy and Peaceful Easy Feeling. So that has a better number than 23.
Lower number, you mean?
Yes.
You are correct. Number nine. You're talking this out really good. I have to give him a little bit of credit here. And it's very difficult for me sometimes. Anyways, on we go. Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise, again, off the Desperado album, which
just
did not
give the number.
Which did not perform well.
You're
but
not trying out for
job. I love the history.
But it was a big hit. And it ended up being a big hit. Relatively speaking at the time. It grew into a much bigger hit once they put it out. On
this,
the,
is like, this is like... This is like ear damage.
Once they put it out on the best of album, 1971 to 1975, it
give
increased
a number, you
in
moron.
Popularity. It's going to be in the 20s, and it's going to be right around 24.
Higher number than 24.
64.
Wow. Obviously,
my
knowledge of Tequila Sunrise's chart
position. Way off.
Not good.
How about Please Come Home for Christmas?
Well, it was a big hit because it was their Christmas song. Five.
No, way, way, way higher than five.
18.
That's not way, way, way higher. It's 64 versus what you said about the previous song.
Oh, that was a bad,
way
effort. I agree.
The Long Run.
The Long Run got to number 7.
Not that high. I think it got to 10, so I'll say a higher number.
8.
Gosh, there you go. It. Beautiful.
Woofy. Woo.
Thought it got so to number close. 7.
So close. Okay, how about a
couple more?
James Dean.
That's you, man.
James Dean.
Diddle Dean.
44.
There's the song right there. It starts our show every day. I don't think it got into the top 50. It's a nice song, but not a hit. They don't even play it live. It was a higher number than 44.
77.
There you go. One more.
Maybe five more.
Seven Bridges Road.
We got picks to make.
Seven That's Bridges true. Road. Got to number, it's their last song that they put out before they broke up, basically. That performed reasonably well at number 49.
Higher number, lower number than 49.
Lower than 49?
Yeah.
You are correct, 21.
Yeah, 49.
Jeff's up by one.
That's all. Okay,
that's
go
it.
To me.
Okay, that's what I thought.
This is the last one.
This is it? Well, I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why I did very well. Big hit. Number 3.
No, it didn't get quite that high. I believe it got into the top 10 or very low.
Well, then
the,
you got an easy one.
In the
just
10s.
Say it's lower than 3.
It's not lower than 3. It's a higher number than 3.
It's 8. You are
all right,
correct.
There you go. There you go.
There's your last
Wanna
time Eagles trivia.
Want to do one
we
more?
We need to come back and we'll make our final picks. And Duda's got a commanding lead. It looks like he's going to win it, but there's still room for him to choke.
Especially with a couple bonus questions I see you've added.
Back with Anthony Max will make our final picks after this.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
She was there at the bar. She heard my guitar.
And I really am not ready, but I'm ready. Max is getting to me. Here we go. The Traveling Wilburys.
More Tom Petty.
Tom Petty leading the charge of that song. All right, we are back. We're going to make picks. The big fella Anthony joins us on the hotline. Anthony, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be doing any better and filled with mixed emotions knowing that this is the curtain call.
The curtain call. That's a pretty good way to put it. We certainly appreciate having gotten to know you and you've been on the show a few times over the past few months. And as I tell everybody who asks, we'll see if this is a permanent departure or not as we get farther down the road. We just don't know. But what we're going to do right now is make picks. Jason Duda is in the lead comfortably. He leads this thing now by, a lot. Let's see here. He's up 38 points over me. I'm in second place. Jeff just 6 points behind me. Max has made a little push, but not enough to be a real threat. And then we got Anthony, who's made picks.
sometimes.
Oh. Ow.
Here we go. Here's a yes or no, and you can put as many points on this as you want. The Chiefs win after coming from behind in this football game. Yes or no? The Chiefs win coming from behind in this football game. I'm going to say that's their MO. How can I not go for that? Yes for three. Jeff.
What do you mean we can put as many points on it as we want? It's 1 through 8, right?
Yeah, 1 through 8. It's okay. Not a bonus pick, but I'm talking.
I was going to put it for like 391 points, but then Duda would have said 392 and it wouldn't have mattered.
That's right.
So that's out the window. So I'll just go with 5 points, and I'll say yes.
Yes for five. Duda.
Too hard to figure out if they get the ball first and score or whatever. So I'm going to say no for 1 point.
Yeah, I hope that backfires on you. Max.
Oh, boy.
They'll be peeling Saquon Barkley's footprints off them. No coming from behind for four.
Max is so hopeful. Big fella, what do you think?
Well, you know, in keeping with Jeff and Duda, I would have put 393 points on so I can upstage both of them.
Would he catch up if he got that?
That'd probably be my.
What do you think? Yes or no?
I'm going to say this is Philadelphia they're playing with, and Philly does have a run game. So if Philly gets ahead, I'm going to say no for 8 points.
Wow. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
A lot of points.
I got to go out.
Saquon Barkley, I put the over-under for Saquon Barkley at 112.5. Last week I put it at 115. He had 119. Jeff.
He's either going to go way over this or slightly under. So I guess the smart money would be on probably a little bit over if he's going to do anything, maybe. Over for two.
Duda.
Oh, yeah. With that O-line, the way they can move guys around, you know, like we were talking last week about this, easy over. Three.
Real easy, huh? Max?
You know, I just want to say that game alone makes me sad that you're leaving me. I'm going with the over. See, he's going to have a lot of yards. Over for seven for Saquon.
Max, living in a different world.
Not really. Okay. He could have a lot of yards.
Well, sure. Every bet going against the Chiefs, he's going to take. Anthony, what do you think? Over or under? 112.5.
Man, Saquon Barkley is on such a roll to the playoffs. I don't see it stopping no time soon. I'm going to go over, and I feel a little bit more confidence than Duda. I'm going to go over for 7. I'm putting all my big money up here.
Yeah, I'll go over simply because it's Saquon Barkley, and he does this in every game. I don't think this means that the Chiefs are doomed, unlike a lot of others who have said if they can't contain Barkley to some degree, they got no shot. I think it's over for 4. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts in this game, 450.5 passing yards, over or under. We start with Duda.
Well, if I got Saquon going over, that means Mahomes has to throw the ball. So I think he's going to get close to 300. I think Hurts can get 151 somewhere. So I'm going to take the over for 4.
Over for 4, Max.
This one was tough. I'm going over for 5, although I think I went too high.
What about you, Anthony? Over or under 450.5 yards for passing for the two quarterbacks?
Both teams have the knack for relying on their running games when they need to, and it may be an uglier game than we think it may be. So I'm going to go under for 1.
Under for 1, according to Anthony. Well, this is a tough one, I think. Mahomes really hasn't rung up a lot of yardage. Jeff said 300. How many times has he thrown for 300 yards this year? I got to think it's a little bit under, but I don't have much confidence for 2. Jeff.
Duda said 300, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with him.
When did he throw for 300?
Last week, or didn't he?
I just said if Saquon's going to be over 112, which I took, that means Mahomes has probably got to throw the ball.
They're going to throw a lot.
Because they might
game.
Be behind.
I they think always throw a lot.
I think now, they're throwing the ball. Pick?
Over for 7.
Over for 7. Me and Anthony on an island. Nobody I'd rather be on one with, Anthony.
Darn right.
Likewise.
If you find a pineapple, please, I don't want it. Next we have, that was good stuff.
I don't
Travis,
get it.
We're on an island. Pineapple.
But why don't you
I
want
don't
it?
I like pineapple. No. Travis Kelce scores a touchdown. Yes or no? 1-8 points. Max.
The Eagles line will hit him off the line, so I'm saying no for 1. Punishment. And they have big
apparently
play.
The Eagles
slay.
Are the greatest team to ever
no,
play.
But they have a great secondary.
Anthony.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a tough one, too.
Back me up,
I'm
big fella.
I'm going to say this type of game will actually favor Travis Kelce. He scores 8 touchdowns. Yes.
For how many points?
3.
There you go. I say yes because Kelce has a flair for this kind of stuff in the biggest games. Yes for 5. Jeff.
Not bad logic, but I just got to go one way or the other here. He's slowing down a lot. I'm going to go no for 1.
No for 1. Duda?
Oh, I'm definitely not agreeing with you on this.
And your Jeff would back me up.
I'll take the odds. I'll take the odds and take no for 5.
Good deal. There's a win. Next, we have the largest
for 23 weeks.
Largest lead of the game, and we've got that at 13 points. Over or under 13 for the largest lead in this
That's
football
That's not what
game.
It says, over or under.
Largest lead of the game, 13 points.
Yes or no is what it says.
Yes. Yes or no. Right.
Okay.
Go for it. Anthony, yes or no, there's a lead of 13 or more points in this
Wait,
game.
Wait, 13 or more?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It just says 13.
No. 13 or more.
Well, you got to figure that out.
Oh, Jeff, you're great.
Not just 13.
No.
What are you talking
no.
about? That's not what the question
Anthony,
says.
Anthony, please don't listen to Jeff. Your IQ will fall.
I say no. If, no. 13 no, points, no.
No lead no. of that margin. What's your,
no
how many points?
Margin. 4.
Okay. I say there's no lead of 13 either or more for 6. Jeff.
In the spirit of the question.
Do you understand the question, dude?
Absolutely. Largest lead of the game, 13 points.
Or
That's
more.
It. I'm going to take every other number possible.
No.
And say,
that's not how it works.
That's what it says.
To you. Don't be a jerk.
I'm not.
Make a pick. Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room because it always fails. You never are.
I usually am.
David Michael, he's telling me I'm not smart. Pick.
Are you okay? Is that Anthony?
Yes.
That's your laugh, that Anthony? What? No for eight.
No for eight. Duda. Yes.
Please don't leave. Good Please. God. Change your mind.
Make a pick.
What do you got?
Yes.
What even is the question?
I don't know. Over for, yes. What'd you do? Under for six? Over for six.
Yes for six. Max.
I'm going yes for three.
There you go. Coin toss. Easy.
Did Anthony pick?
Yes, he picked no.
Okay.
For four.
And then
coin
he laughed.
Coin toss, I picked first. I'm going tails. It's a 50-50 bet. Tails for one. Jeff.
I got tails too. Never fails for four. Please.
Duda.
Yes, all these are 50-50, so I'll take tails first seven.
Why not?
I might catch him. Max.
Jeez. I'd known everybody's going tails, but I took tails for two.
Tails for two. Anthony, what about you?
I'm going heads for six.
Heads for six. Now we get into our bonus, 1 to 10 points. Which receiver in this game has the longest reception? Which receiver has the longest reception?
So it has to be a wide receiver.
Yeah. Which receiver? Can be a tight end. Tight end's a receiver. It didn't say
no, a tight end's a tight end.
Which receiver in this game?
So can it
if
be
a tight end catches a pass, hey, is he a receiver?
How about this? Who's going to have the longest reception in the game?
There you
go. Is that the question?
Yeah.
God, can you make these any less clear?
Everybody understands.
No, they don't. Yeah. It says receiver. Not player.
You know what?
Anyone that catches a ball, Jeff, is a receiver.
If I knock you out.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
And, David, my God.
And bludgeoned you right in my home. And I said, he broke into my home, officer. I took this baseball bat, and I did what I thought I had to do. I didn't know it was my son. Would I get off?
Here's some LL Cool J. Mama said, knock you out.
All right, which pass catcher has the longest reception?
Well, who cares at this point? I'm going to go Worthy for 10. It's probably going to be Saquon, though.
Duda.
I think they're going to try to take away Brown. I think Devonta Smith's going to get out there a little bit. I'll take Smith for 2.
Not 10? Oh.
Protecting your lead, huh?
Well, I'm just playing the game.
Mac,
what are you worried about?
I hate you guys for leaving. A.J. Brown for 5. Can't stop him.
Brown for 5. Anthony.
So we got this clarified. Anybody that catches a pass is a receiver. Is that right?
Who has the longest reception in the game?
Right? Who knows?
They're going to throw a swing screen pass out to Saquon Barkley. He's going to go ballistic. I'm going to go 10 on Barkley.
Barkley for 10. Not a bad pick. I feel like I got to pick somebody from the Chiefs. Although, why would I? But they're going to throw the ball more. This is a tough one. I'm going to pick, goodness gracious, Juju.
What?
For 4.
Oh, my God.
Last week.
Juju?
He caught their longest pass last week.
Okay.
He probably won't be on the field this week.
The week before that, he was ringing the Salvation Army bell.
Good, Jeff. Who'd you pick? Worthy?
Yeah.
Good luck. Interceptions. Over or under at 2.5. This is our second bonus question. Who's picking? Duda? Over or under interceptions at 2.5.
That's an under for 10.
Max.
Yeah, I'm going to go under for 7.
Anthony.
I'm doing the same thing. I looked at that. No brainer. Under for 10. times 10. If I could, I wish I could do that.
There you go.
Why not? Anything goes in this lawless
one. I probably
one.
Should have made this 1.5, but that felt too low to me.
Hmm?
I'll go, I got to go over for 10. Jeff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No one will ever, these picks will
never
see the light of day.
No, we know.
So I might as well, there's no way 3 interceptions are thrown in this game. I just want that out there. But I have to select over also for 10.
Yeah, come Monday, you're not going to hear a peep from me.
Oh, no, we know.
And the defending champion in this thing will be me. Next.
Good God.
I'll get on that morning really show is. And announce it.
Please
thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Over under in the
I'll
game.
I have you on my podcast.
There you go. I'll talk about all day how good I was. 48.5 points, the over under. Max, you start.
I think it'll be over. For 6.
Over for 6. Big fella.
Okay. I'll say over 2, but I'm going to drop 2 points on it.
So over for 2. I'll go over for 8. Jeff.
I've got an over. That's tough, though. 24-21 could very easily be the score. I've got it for 3.
Over for 3. Duda.
Well, if we're talking about the defenses, the Chiefs need to play solid defense because they're not going to be able to probably put up 35 or 38. And Philly's defense is pretty solid, so I'll get on an island by myself. I'll take the under for 2.
There you go. There you go. And now, finally, we get to the game. The Chiefs have been made a 1.5-point favorite. We start this one with Anthony.
Yeah, I should know better than the bet the Chiefs in the line. They haven't really covered all season, maybe once, maybe twice. So I'm going to lay, what I have left? I didn't write my stuff down. What number I have left?
5.
I'm going to lay 5 on Philly to actually cover.
5 on the Eagles. I am going 7 on the Chiefs. They've never done me wrong. Jeff?
Chiefs, 6.
Duda?
Well, I think this is going to be a good game. I think it's going to be tight, going to come down to the end.
Please pick Philadelphia.
And I'm
great.
Taking
Phil.
The game is going to be 24-23. So I'm taking Philadelphia for 7.
No, you're picking them for 8. You haven't used your 8. That's beautiful. Could I mathematically win this? Mac.
I've purposely went opposite just to give you a chance on Sunday.
Max, we know Philadelphia. How many points?
Bradley Cooper will be happy for the Eagles for 8.
And who would have thought Max would have did that?
Go out like you started.
Attaboy, Max.
There you go. Wonderful.
I hate you,
Anthony,
all for leaving.
It's been our pleasure, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, I was hoping I could maybe make a cameo appearance for tomorrow's
last show.
Yeah,
we'd love you to come by tomorrow. I'll text you. A good time for that, okay?
That will definitely work. Wouldn't miss it for all the tea in all China right. Or Boston. All right, I'm out.
I have a special guest coming in tomorrow for you too, Bob.
Oh, nice. Good job, hi, Max.
T. Thurb?
Who is it?
A special guest.
It's a special guest. He's not going to tell you.
Who's our pie man?
That ruins it.
Oh, that's Nick from Chicago. I'll contact him.
Love Nick. So, yeah, tomorrow our big extravaganza, our finale, 2-6 tomorrow, live in studio with
yes,
all of us
right.
And lots of guests and lots of frivolity. Hopefully Jeff's in a better mood tomorrow.
Let's hope. I think I've done a good job.
And, of course, an appearance from
David Michael Hahn.
Yes, sir, 520.
They can gang up on me. Tomorrow, we'll have Chris Davis and Weston Schartz together. Of course, longtime friends of ours and coaches in the area made a big impact in their coaching careers. Bernie Miklas, our friend from St. Louis, I want him on to talk one more time about the Cardinals. Mike Furches will join us at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll talk pop culture, and Mike will hang around for a little while. We've got Ted Woodward on the show tomorrow, Joanna Chadwick, Denise Neal, the big fella, Anthony, and, of course, David Michael.
DMH.
Maybe the most anticipated appearance in the history of the show.
It might be, honestly. And I think he'll come through for us.
You do?
I do. I think
Doodle will be there tomorrow.
I think
he'll
meet the
Max. And,
yeah.
And you know, we'll give it our best.
Think anybody will bring a meal for us, some food, just a little spread, something
don't
like
know.
That?
I haven't asked.
But do you think?
Not important to me.
But do you think?
No, I haven't really gone there.
Well, think so, now.
No, I don't. I'm not going to think about it.
You could probably get through the 2 to 6 hours without having something to eat, Jeff.
You never know. I don't eat a lot for lunch these days.
Well, you'll be all right. And I wish old Misty could be there for our final show, as she's been here for so many shows.
She has,
especially over the last 5 years.
And has been just amazing. Can I say that? Can I have a moment?
You go ahead.
It's been great having her down here for these shows.
She enjoys it.
Gives me a sense of calm.
She's not going to be happy come Monday.
No.
It will definitely be a change for her. But.
Poor girl.
She'll be okay.
She'll make it. She'll get used to it.
She'll figure it out.
Because I'll be here some of the time. Still trying to figure out what my schedule's going to be.
Well, I mean, Jeff, we could always use our keys and come and say hi.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't. Yeah, no Bob doesn't have to be here, as was the case last week a couple times.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, that was enjoyable.
Was fun.
That's wonderful, you guys.
We've done it several times.
Oh, I love it.
You haven't heard most of it.
No, you've been great, Jeff.
Thank
you. You've just been fantastic.
I appreciate that.
You've brought so much to the show over the years. It's just been remarkable.
I agree. Thank you.
That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without you.
He's actually being sincere. He's just trying not to be, but I love you. Anyway,
I couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you,
and of course without Duda, it would have been too much for one man to accomplish.
Well, Duda and I did it pretty well together.
Well, there's no reason
the show
you guys
I'm talking
can't
about.
Carry on a show.
Yeah, there's no reason,
except they probably wouldn't let you. But other than that, it'd probably be a good idea. For
who's they?
That would be a problem.
The powers that be.
There are no powers.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back for one last time tomorrow. See you then.